Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on BlueZoneWellness.org or on Blog Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting here from Orlando, Florida area. We're broadcasting at a different time this evening. We'll be back at our regular time next week. We usually broadcast from 4 to 5 p.m. Today, we're broadcasting from 7 until 8 p.m. If you're new to the show, I am a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. And if you be sure to join me every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on Blue Zone Wellness as we discuss insights into natural medicine and into alternative therapies. Also, be sure to keep up with the latest natural health information from us. You can visit me at facebook.com/naturedoc. You can send me a friend request, and there you can also join up for Blue Zone Wellness on at Facebook as well. You can follow me at twitter.com/bluezonewellness or at Blue Zone Wellness. You can also go to bluezonewellness.org, where you can find a lot of great information, natural health information, also at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. That's phase, P-H-A-S-E, the number 3, ministries.com/WordPress. We have loads and loads of great natural health information there, and you should avail yourself of that information. We have an exciting and insightful show for you today. We will be talking in our first segment, we're going to be talking about how just one soft drink a day can boost your chances of developing men aggressive prostate cancer. We're also talking about the one vitamin that can help cut the risk of the elderly developing diabetes by a full 50%. We're going to talk about a very insightful article, very, very insightful article dealing with magnesium, the crucial importance of magnesium for your heart, and the very important magnesium-calcium connection. Fascinating, fascinating article. Don't miss that one. Also, in our second segment, the healing food segment, we're going to talk about the one supplement that works maybe for colds and flu, and it's not vitamin D, and it's hands down one of the best nutrients that you can use for colds. As we're coming into our flu, cold and flu season, and we'll also be blending. We'll go right from that. We'll be talking about some of the foods in the healing food system that are high in this particular supplement or nutrient, and we'll just pivot from that as we go into our final segment of the healing supplements, healing herbs, and we will pick up where we left off in the final segment of vitamin K1 and vitamin K2 and calcium. So we have a very interesting show for you today. You don't want to miss it. What we're going to do, if you would like to call in for a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We'll be back right after these brief messages to get started with the show. Stay tuned.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. We are just getting started in our first segment, the Weekend Natural News Review segment. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you, if you like lovely Christian music, you can listen to it 24/7 at skyangelsradio.com. We will also soon beginning to broadcast episodes of Blue Zone Wellness there, some of the episodes that we do here. And you will love the music. So that's skyangelsradio.com. Now we're going to go ahead and get started here in our first segment, the Weekend in Natural News Review segment. And the first article that we're going to look at, and if you're new to us, this is the segment that we address any new information that has come out in the week that directly or indirectly affects us with respect to natural medicine. And some of the research is coming out that you may not know. I mean, there's lots of research coming out in the natural health field, things that, and even not only in the natural health field, but there's several studies being done in different journals that reveal lots of light and insight with respect to what's going on with respect to different nutrients and herbs and things that actually work that you may not necessarily hear about. The first thing we're going to talk about, the first article we're going to discuss and analyze this week out of the three that we have here is one from naturalnews.com, and it's entitled Vitamin K Intake Cuts Risk of Diabetes in the Elderly by 50%. So here this is an article talking about the ability of vitamin K to cut the risk of diabetes in the elderly by a full 50%. There's an article by John Phillip. He points out, talking about how new cases of diabetes continue to increase exponentially every 5 to 10 years. And he talks about how this disease is taking on millions of unsuspecting children and adults. And this is true. More and more children and adults are being diagnosed with diabetes. And diabetes is costing this country roughly at least $1 billion a year in terms of economic costs. And he goes on to talk about in this article, he says, fortunately, there are a handful of natural components that help negate the deadly effects of excess sugar. He says that vitamin K is one such agent, as it is shown to lower the risk of developing diabetes in an elderly cohort by more than 50%. Then he cites a research is publishing in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and he points out how they have determined that individuals with the highest circulating levels of vitamin K1 have a total diabetes risk reduction of 51% as compared to those with the lowest levels. So basically, the inference is that the levels of vitamin K1 that exist in the blood have a significant impact upon whether or not you may be at risk for diabetes, especially if you're elderly. He goes on to point out that a team of Spanish scientists have noted that the results of the study, of this particular study that he cites, shows that a certain type of dietary intake is associated with the risk of type 2 diabetes, and this extends the potential role of vitamin K in the human health. He says that the researchers noted that vitamin K deficiencies are prevalent in Western diets due to a lack of leafy green vegetables such as lettuce, spinach, and broccoli that provide vitamin K1, which is the most common isomer of the vitamin. Vitamin K2 from fermented foods and natto is much less common in the typical diet and can be synthesized in the gut by microflora. We've been talking about vitamin K2 and calcium absorption in the past couple of weeks, and we'll finish that up in the final segment. But here we see the importance of vitamin K1 as it applies to diabetes, and you find that we've talked about this before, eating in harmony with the rainbow. And here, one of those colors of the rainbow, of course, is the color green, and this tells us, this new study just confirms why we should be eating in harmony with the rainbow, and we see that by eating consistent amounts of our green, leafy green vegetables such as lettuce, spinach, and broccoli, we can get the necessary amounts of the vitamin that we need as to help with respect to diabetes. And not only diabetes, we'll find that these things help in many other diseases. And so, because we're talking about diabetes in this particular instance, in this particular study, the author goes on to say that researchers reviewed data on 1,069 men and women with an average age of 67 that were part of this of the prevention with the Mediterranean diet trial in Spain. He said that none of the participants had diabetes at the start of the study, but 131 had developed the disease after 5.5 years. The team determined that those with the highest levels of vitamin K1 at the study's outset actually experienced the lowest risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And he goes on to say that the team concluded, quote, an increase in the amount of the vitamin intake during the follow-up of the vitamin K1 intake during the follow-up was associated with a 51% lower risk of diabetes in elderly subjects at high cardiovascular risk after a median follow-up of 5.5 years. He points out also that though still to be determined, the researchers postulated that the risk reduction was due in large part to the metabolism of osteocalcin, which is a protein involved in bone mineralization and moving calcium from the blood into the bone. He says further that nutrition experts recommend supplementing with a full spectrum form of vitamin K, 1,000 to 2,200 micrograms per day, to prevent diabetes and heart disease as we age. So I like how he points out in the article. I think we need to point out or take note where he points out in the article that where they say, though still to be determined, the researchers postulated that the risk reduction was due in large part to the metabolism of osteocalcin, which is a protein involved in bone mineralization and moving calcium from the blood into the bone. So here we get to see, when we start looking at how things occur in the body, how we actually live or die on the cellular level, and even minute things that occur in the body many times over a long period of time, even though they may be small and minute, just something as small as eating your green vegetables daily, or eating in harmony with the rainbow, over time, it sets a pattern within the body, a pattern of health or a pattern of sickness. And this is what it's really all about. It's about being consistent one way or the other. Because if we are consistent in bad health habits, we will be consistent in getting sick. If we are consistent in good health habits, we will consistently be healthy. So it's very important to understand that. So here we find this study again, showing that vitamin K1 actually promotes the removal of calcium from the blood to prevent heart disease and diabetes. You don't want too much of any particular nutrient in any place that it should not be. And you don't want too much of any particular nutrient even in places that it should be. And so we'll move on from that first article to our next article. Now, this next article is by Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's both a medical doctor as well as a naturopathic physician. And the article that she's published here also on naturalnews.com is one of the best researched articles that I've seen recently. And it's entitled, The Calcium Wars, Magnesium Deficiency Causes Heart Disease. This is an excellent article. And I don't think I have time to go through the entire article, but I'm going to try and point out some of the main points, and just so you can understand how impossible or how important this is. Now, we have to remember, especially here in the United States, our number one health issue is heart disease. And because magnesium plays such an important role, we may need to begin to look at the role of magnesium in our diets. Now, Dr. Dean points out, Dr. Kellen Dean points out how she says that many people think calcium is the only nutrient necessary for strong bones. And she goes on to say that this, however, is a very dangerous myth that needs to be addressed. She says, in fact, it takes 18 different nutrients to make durable bones. However, the most important bone mineral is magnesium because it activates alkaline phosphatase, the enzyme required to ensure optimal bone cell activity as well as a strong bone matrix. And remember that most people, when they think of strong bones, they simply think of calcium. And we've talked about this a little bit before, a couple of weeks ago. And they don't realize, most people don't realize, that it takes more than just calcium for strong bones, and that the bones are actually made up of 18 different nutrients for them to be durable. And think about it for a second. If you become deficient in some nutrient or a number of these nutrients, you can easily get into a situation to where you have issues with osteoporosis and arthritis and some of these other issues. She goes on to point out that it is vitally important to understand that calcium and magnesium are in an endless and dynamic dance within our cells. This is why I said earlier that we live or die on the cellular level. The health of your cell will be the health of your body. And as we talked about before, the health of the cell will be the health of the tissue. The health of the tissue will be the health of the organ. The health of your organs will be the health of your systems, and the health of your different systems will be the health of your body. So this is why it's so very important and so crucial to understand that we live or die on the cellular level. Dr. Dean goes on to point out further in this article. She says these two key metabolic minerals, she's talking about calcium and magnesium, are actually biological antagonists, and through their opposing actions activate many of the vital functions which we take for granted. But when these minerals get out of balance due to stress-induced magnesium loss, a whole series of problems and chronic diseases unfold, most notably heart disease, which is our number one killer. So here she points out stress-induced magnesium deficiency. Now think about that for a moment. We talk about on here, and we've talked about this on here before, I mentioned that 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. And this does not mean, as I said before, that your sickness is in the mind, or that it's all in your mind, rather. When I say that 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind, what I'm saying is that one of the main issues is stress, negative emotions, stress, fear, anxiety, suspicion, rage. Many of these negative emotions, which originate in the mind, relay these biochemical reactions throughout the body, and they affect the body. They affect the bloodstream. They affect the arteries, the organs overall. Because remember, we live or die on the cellular level. So if it affects the cell affects the tissue. The tissue affects the organs, etc. And so here we have the number one killer being heart disease. And here Dr. Dean is pointing out the very, very important role of magnesium and how we can stress ourselves into magnesium deficiencies, not only magnesium deficiencies, but also other deficiencies. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're in our first segment still, the Week in Natural News Review, and we're talking about the importance of magnesium in terms of how it plays out for your heart. Now, we're in this article by Dr. Carolyn Dean, and we're discussing and analyzing this article by Dr. Carolyn Dean. She goes on to point out further, and I said earlier she's not only a medical allopathic physician, but she's also a medical doctor. She points out that allopathic medicine is slowly recognizing the following facts about calcium and magnesium. And then she goes on to point out, here are some of the facts that allopathic medicine, medical doctors in the medical industry, is finally starting to recognize about calcium and magnesium. She says, number one, there are dozens of conditions such as heart disease, arthritis, IBD, IBS, asthma, Alzheimer's triggered by unchecked inflammation. Even cancer is now considered an inflammatory disease. She points out that that's one of the things that allopathic medicine is slowly beginning to recognize. Number two, all inflammation is controlled by the sympathetic nervous system, otherwise known as the fight or flight response. Number three, the sympathetic nervous system is triggered by excess, unregulated calcium. Calcium is pro-inflammatory. Number four, Calcium is regulated and controlled by magnesium. Magnesium is anti-inflammatory. So basically what she's saying that the medical profession, the allopathic medical profession, is slowly but surely starting to recognize is that inflammation is a chief marker for the origin and the development of many, many of our major diseases, everything from heart disease to asthma, and how this inflammation, if it's unchecked, can cause big problems. She goes on to say further that they're beginning to understand that all inflammation is controlled by the sympathetic nervous system. And again, they're also beginning to understand that this is triggered by excess unregulated calcium. And calcium being unregulated then becomes pro-inflammatory. While calcium is regulated and is controlled by magnesium, magnesium is anti-inflammatory. Then she goes on to say, she says, quote, let's say that again. Calcium is regulated and controlled by magnesium. And she says, you've probably never heard that before. And I'm quoting her. She says, most doctors don't even know this foundational aspect of how our bodies actually worked. I learned these critical mineral relationships in my 200 hours of biochemistry in medical school. But unfortunately, our professors never translated that information into clinical application. And that's one of the benefits that I learned in naturopathic doctor school. Was we studied a lot, tons and tons and tons of biochemistry, how it applies to the body, cellular biochemistry, how to recognize mineral deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, how they played out in the body, what their role was, what is their role in the body, how do they interact, which ones were dependent upon others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so she goes on to say how she learned, she took over 200 hours of this of biochemistry in medical school, but she was not taught how to translate this by her professors into clinical application. She goes on to say that here's how magnesium carries out its crucial role in calcium metabolism. And she says all three hormones that control the level and location of calcium in our body, PTH, calcitonin, and hormone D, which is vitamin D, are activated by magnesium, which means if you don't have enough magnesium, these hormones can't do a proper job. Let me say that. Let me point it out again, as Dr. Kadeen points out. She points out again that all three hormones that control the level and location of calcium in our body, PTH, calcitonin, and hormone D, or vitamin D, are activated by magnesium. This means if you don't have enough magnesium, these hormones can't do a proper job. So you have those three hormones, she points out, that actually activate, or actually rather control, the level of calcium in your blood. And remember, she pointed out earlier, we don't want calcium to go unregulated because it is inflammatory. And the more inflammation you have in your body, the greater the likelihood that you are going to have to deal with disease. And you're listening to Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Henry. Again, we're going to continue talking about the importance of calcium in your body, and rather magnesium, and how it relates to calcium. In this particular article, she goes on to point out further, medicine is also beginning to see a common basis. We seem to have had, again, some technical difficulties. We had a few of those last week. We've been having, so sorry about that. This is Dr. Keith Henry, your host. We're back here after a couple of minutes there of technical difficulty. I wanted to pick up just where I left off. Again, talking about how magnesium carries out a crucial role in terms of calcium metabolism. And we were talking about an article from Dr. Carolyn Dean. She says that medicine is also beginning to see, talking about allopathic medicine, a common basis of magnesium deficiency in heart disease. When all the dust settles on research for high cholesterol, hypertension, cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, arrhythmias, mitral valve prolapse, post-ventricular contractions, any kind of ischemia, myocardial infarct, and sudden cardiac death, what they all have in common is that magnesium deficiency is the precursor to all of these cardiac conditions, every single one of them, she points out. So here you have a number of diseases, she points out, and how the very underlying cause, the one thing they all have in common as a precursor to their development, is magnesium deficiency. That gives you an idea of just how important magnesium deficiency is. And then she goes on to say, think of it this way. The heart is not an organ, but it's actually a muscle. And in fact, the heart is working muscle in our body. And then she lists a number of facts that I think you'll be interested in hearing. She points out how fact number one, every 24 hours, our heart beats 103,000 plus times and pushes about 20,000 pounds of blood around our bodies. Fact two, the highest concentration of magnesium in our body is in the heart ventricles, which are the muscles that pump all of that blood. Fact number three, it says muscles need lots of energy to create sustained movement and expand more energy, relaxing and filling up the ventricles prior to the pump. And four, muscle energy is in our body is solely in the form of Mg2 or magnesium adenosine triphosphate. So we need magnesium is simply is the best way to put it. And she points out further that our heart cells and every cell in our body must have magnesium present in plentiful amounts to create and metabolize the ATP necessary to run all of the cell's activities or for the cell to have enough energy. Any cell unable to create proper levels of energy becomes diseased and it dies, and this is especially true of heart muscle cells. The litany of heart diseases noted above, which we just pointed out, is what follows. And then we're going to, because it's a fairly lengthy article, I'm just going to carry on a little bit further here before we move on. She says, how does our heart run out of energy? And the number one thing she points out, and I agree with her, is stress. She says, pure and simple, stress and all of its many forms lead to magnesium use, and if not curtailed, magnesium loss. An accelerated or MBR magnesium burn rate leads to electrolyte dysfunction, which results in imbalances of our key minerals, she says. So the chronic loss of magnesium leads to relentless increase of sodium and calcium, which ultimately becomes the greatest form of cellular stress. And how do we know this? Hans Selye, MD, PhD, SCD, who is regarded as the father of stress, taught the world about the devastating impact of stress on our cellular metabolism, as well as steps we can take to manage it. Now, I said earlier that we live or die on the cellular level. I'm going to stop. We could go on and on with this article. It's really lengthy, very well researched. But maybe we'll talk a little bit about that more. Maybe we'll finish the article because it's very, very important to understand how we live or die on the cellular level and how this has been known for a while, how our emotions affect the functionality of our cells, which are the basic elements of our life because, as I said earlier, the tissues are made up of our cells and our organs are made up of our tissues. And our body functions off of these organs. And we have roughly two systems in the body, and our body is made up of these symptoms. And so when you go all the way back down to the cellular level, we can begin to understand quite clearly why we can have such issues. Now, we're going to take a brief break here. We're going to come back and we're going to deal with prostate. And no, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and deal with this article and then we'll take a quick break. And we'll just finish out the first segment here, the Week in Natural News segment. This is another article from naturalnews.com. It was entitled Daily Soft Drink Serving Boosts Aggressive Prostate Cancer Risk by 40%. Men, listen up. Nearly 250,000 men will be diagnosed with some stage of prostate cancer this year alone in the United States of America. And many of you will suffer the unnecessary consequences of invasive treatment techniques that either cut, irradiate, and poison tumor cells or an effort to control the illness or some other way of basically poison. And in a similar manner, many other types of cancer, prostate cancer incidents, etc., are closely related to lifestyle and diet practices. But this is not overnight. It typically occurs over many, many, many years. This particular article I'm citing here by John Phillip, entitled Daily Soft Drink Serving Aggressive Prostate Cancer Risk by 40%, he points out that new research pending publication in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition finds that fast-releasing carbohydrates and sugary drinks dramatically increases your risk of the most aggressive forms of prostate cancer. He points out further, a study team from the University of Lund in Sweden determined that men who drink one normal-sized soft drink per day are at a greater risk of getting more aggressive forms of prostate cancer. The lead researcher, Dr. Isabel Drake, says, quote, among the men who drank a lot of soft drinks or other drinks with added sugar, we saw an increased risk of prostate cancer of around 40%. Those who drank one 11-ounce soft drink a day were 40% more likely to develop more serious forms of prostate cancer that required treatment. So by drinking soft drinks and many other sugary drinks, it increase or can increase the likelihood that you would develop prostate cancer by 40%. That's very significant. Now, in this study, what researchers did was they followed about 8,000 men between the ages of 45 and 73 for an average of 15 years, and they found that men who ate a diet heavy in carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, including wheat, rice, and pasta, increased their risk of developing milder forms of prostate cancer, typically requiring no treatment, by about 31%. Men who ate a sugary breakfast cereal were 38% more likely to develop mild form of the cancer as well. As a disturbing side note, he points out, scientists found that the risk applied not to early stage disease that was spotted via blood tests, but to cancers that had progressed enough to cause symptoms. And the article points out that this is significant as faster growing forms of prostate cancer are more likely to be fatal. The study authors believe that sugar triggered the release of the hormone insulin, which actually feeds the tumor that may develop in the prostate. In the past, I was going to say that many research studies have linked soft drink or soda intake to not only osteoarthritis, but as well to increasing the likelihood that you will have a stroke if you are a woman by about 80%. So let's stop and look at this for a moment. If you are a man that drinks at least one soft drink a day, which is about 11 fluid ounces, which is not that much actually, that you are increasing the likelihood that you will develop a very aggressive form of prostate cancer, which are the ones that are typically more fatal, you're increasing that risk by 40%. And that's not even taking into account many other, maybe other unhealthy lifestyle factors. If you are a woman and you're drinking significant amounts of soft drinks, you are increasing your likelihood of having a stroke by 80%. This article went on to point out further that this study, he said that unfortunately this study did not include diet drinks and tea and coffee with sugar, as phosphoric acid and caramel coloring from soft drink has been implicated in cancer development as well as in progression. And so here you have a very interesting and enlightening article that kind of confirms some of the things that we already know, but also just helps us understand that this is our diet and lifestyle are very important. And many of the problems that we're having, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, can be traced back to our lifestyle, the way we eat, the how we deal with the stress in our lives, etc. And it's very, very important that we understand that everything that we eat, everything that we see, every emotion that we involve ourselves in, we actually really, 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 it actually has an effect on ourselves, or can have an effect on ourselves, which we ultimately affect our bodies. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're broadcasting at a different time this evening. We're broadcasting from 7 to 8 as opposed to 4 to 5. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after these messages to continue with the show.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening here on this beautiful Sunday evening. I'm broadcasting live right outside of Orlando, Florida. And we are moving now right on from our first segment, the Weekend Afternoon Review, to our second segment of the show, Healing Foods. And we're going to kind of blend this in with what our main topic is, which is how one of the best supplements, rather, for the flu and colds. And most people think vitamin D3, which is an excellent supplement to help in colds, as well as vitamins. There's vitamin D3 and vitamin C, and there's some other herbs that are very, very antibiotic type actions in the body. But this is one that is very, very beneficial, and you can get it from foods as well as from supplements. And it's familiar. It's also good for the prostate. Men, we were just talking about prostate in the last segment. But this particular supplement is zinc. And it's one of the best supplements to help you fight the cold and the flu. Now we're getting to the time frame where there are more and more colds and flus happening. This is the time of the year that we're getting into where we see a lot of these things going on. And there are a lot of herbs and supplements, etc., on the market. But one of the most effective to help boost our immune system, which is at the end of the day the basic thing that you want to do, one of the best things to do is to understand the work of the trace element zinc. Our body needs zinc every day, and it needs zinc every day in just the right amounts, because too much can be as harmful as too little. And so your body has no way to store zinc, so it depends on the daily supply through your diet. So zinc is important for a number of functions, life-sustaining functions, in fact. And some of these functions are your strong immunity. It's important that your immune system overall may be strong. Another important role for zinc is that zinc is an important component of the enzymes involved in tissue remodeling as well as the prevention of cancer. This is one of the things when I said earlier that zinc is very, very important for the prostate. And many men who are found to have prostate cancer will in many cases be in many cases, more often than not, be found to be deficient in the trace mineral zinc. Another very, very important role of zinc is the maintenance of your mood, and it helps with mental clarity as well as in restorative sleep. So here we have again just little minerals like this thing that we take for granted. These minerals, etc., play a very, very important role in helping us understand why our bodies function the way that they do and how the Creator has placed these minerals and vitamins and the functionalities of our bodies in such a way that it stuns the intellect. Finally, zinc is important in terms of your senses of taste and smell. It's actually a constituent of at least 3,000 different proteins in your body and a component of more than 200 different enzymes. So it's very, again, this is why I said it boggles the mind. Again, zinc is a constituent of at least 3,000 different proteins in your body and a component of more than 200 different enzymes. In fact, zinc is involved in more enzymatic reactions in your body than any other mineral. So zinc actually increases your production of white blood cells and it actually helps them fight infection more effectively. So as you can imagine, if you're deficient in zinc, you could have decreased productivity of your immune system. This is why by taking zinc, it actually helps boost the activity of your immune system itself. Not only does it do that, but it actually helps your immune system release more antibodies, and it also supports wound healing. Yes, that's right. Zinc does all of these things, and it's a lowly mineral, but it's very, very important. It's crucial to understand how important it is. And let's talk about some of whether or not you could be deficient in zinc. Now, mild zinc deficiency is relatively common, especially in babies or infants and in children, as well as in pregnant or breastfeeding women, the elderly, and people with poor gastrointestinal absorption, or in bowel diseases like Crohn's disease. And for those eating a vegetarian or vegan diet, if they're not eating a well-balanced, well-rounded diet. And there are actually a number of factors that contribute to the overall problem of zinc deficiency. And I quote Dr. Morcola. He says that some of the things that actually contribute to the overall problem of zinc deficiency, he points out the years of commercial farming practices such as monocropping, planting large expanses of land with the same crop year after year, he says, have left our soil deficient in natural minerals like zinc. And there are many other authors and researchers have pointed this out, that by doing this, it depletes this monocropping by planting the same crops in the same area year after year. The soil eventually becomes depleted, and when the food grows up, the foods can only absorb what's in the soil. And so if you're not getting a well-balanced array of minerals and vitamins, then you're eating them. You're eating the mineral or vitamin deficient, nutrient deficient food. The food can't give you what it does not possess. And before long, you end up with deficiencies in vitamins and minerals, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Morcola also points out another point that helps lead to vitamin deficient or zinc deficiency. He said that certain drugs deplete your body of zinc, such as ACE inhibitors, thiazide diuretics, and acid-reducing drugs like Prilosec and Pepcid. All of these zap your body or deplete your body of zinc. He goes on to point out, number three, certain diets such as the vegetarian vegan diets and high grain diets are low in bioavailable zinc and high in phytic acids, which further impair zinc absorption. This is why I said earlier that if you're eating a vegetarian or vegan diet, you need to make sure that you, which we do advocate here at Blue Zone Wellness, you need to make sure that you're eating a well-balanced, well-rounded diet overall, multiple different fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, etc., and not eating an impoverished diet, which is actually not beneficial for you at all if you are. Mild zinc deficiency can actually lead to frequent colds. It can actually cause flu. It can cause you to have chronic fatigue and just general overall poor health. And also in your children, when growth and development are vitally dependent on good nutrition, inadequate zinc can actually result in mood disturbances, poor memory, impaired learning, and poor school performance, all just simply by being deficient in zinc. And zinc deficiency can also contribute to acne as well as poor eyesight. So this is why I said earlier that this healing foods segment that we're going here now, it actually kind of blends with our final segment, because we've been talking about how to identify deficiencies in different minerals or rather nutrients in the body. So, and even though we're talking about zinc now, the reason this is put in this segment is because we're going to talk about the foods that actually have zinc, the highest levels of zinc, And also, it will actually over spill over right into our final segment because of the topic that we've been talking about. Now, chronic zinc deficiency can affect your eyesight. It can affect your taste, your smell, as well as your memory. White spots on your fingernails can indicate that you are not getting enough zinc. I was just discussing this with someone on yesterday. How one of the signs of a zinc deficiency are white spots of blotches on your fingernails. Now, let's move on to another area in dealing with zinc and how it is a beneficial mineral for your immune health. If your body has adequate zinc storage, you will experience if you have inadequate zinc stores, you will experience increased susceptibility to a variety of infectious agents. Because remember, we talked about how zinc actually helps strengthen and make your immune system more aggressive, and it gives it strength and causes it to function a lot better than if you were deficient. Now, your white blood cells simply can't function without zinc. Zinc affects multiple aspects of your immune system, including your neutrophils, your natural killer cells, your phagocytes, your cytokine production, antibody production, even gene regulation within your lymphocytes. So zinc is actually involved in many basic cellular functions, including DNA replication, RNA transcription, cell division and activation, and stabilization of cell membranes. Zinc plays a role in all of these areas. So you can begin to see, as I said earlier, zinc is very, very important. Not only zinc, but all of these minerals and nutrients are very, very important, else the Creator would not have caused them to be put into our bodies and to be taken up into our foods. Now, the research on zinc's effect on pathogens is a bit inconsistent, but many studies show a strong protective effect, according to Dr. Mercola. He says, some studies show that zinc may reduce the duration of your cold by 50%. And then he quotes the Cochrane Review, where he said that they found that zinc reduced bone, both the duration and severity of symptoms of the common cold, and using zinc preventively helped prevent colds, leading to fewer school absences and less antibiotic use by children. He says zinc is the hallmark molecule for thymic proteins, which are immune substances made by your thymus gland. Without zinc, you lack this immune defense. Zinc salts are deadly to many pathogens. Viral gastroenteritis is slowed down by the ingestion of zinc due to direct antimicrobial action of the zinc ions in your gastrointestinal tract. So there Dr. Mercola was pointing out just some of the other benefits of zinc and why it's very important and how it can actually help you during this cold and flu season, and even help keep your children off of antibiotics, which in the long term and even the short term can do them quite a bit of damage in many cases. As many people, or many of you are well aware. Also, if you are pregnant, zinc is extremely important. There is rarely a more nutritionally demanding time during a woman's life than during pregnancy. Not only do you need zinc, but you need all of those nutrients and vitamins that need to be there to feed both you and the unborn child. And also, not only during the unborn child, during the time of the unborn child, but after you have the baby, and especially if you're breastfeeding, which you should be, unless there's some issue where you a health issue that makes it an impossibility, it's far better for you as well as for your baby. And this is why it's so important. This is such a demanding time during a woman's life, during her pregnancy and during her breastfeeding, because the intake of nutrients from foods and supplements are needed not only to keep your body running, but also to nourish and support the body of your rapidly growing child. Zinc is required for proper cell division, so therefore it is vitally important to get adequate zinc during this time, because low zinc levels have been associated with premature birth, it's been associated with low birth weight in babies, growth retardation, etc. And Dr. Mercola, quoting him, he said that one study found that zinc supplementation in pregnancy resulted in babies with significantly larger head circumference and higher birth weight. Zinc has many other important functions in your body, he says. And then he summarizes some of the other. And I'm going to cite some of the things that he summarizes in his table. He points out that zinc is required by your body to utilize vitamin B6. As with sleep, B6 is needed to produce serotonin, which is crucial for your mood. Apoptosis or programmed cell death. Excessive apoptosis can occur from too much or too little zinc. This is why many viruses die in a zinc-rich environment. It says zinc helps diabetics regulate their insulin levels. Treatment of Alzheimer's disease. He points out that vast improvements in memory, understanding, etc., have been communicated with zinc in supplementation, as well as better communication and social contact. He points out that zinc is beneficial for the treatment of male infertility, BPH, which is swelling of the prostate, erectile dysfunction, and that zinc can actually govern testosterone metabolism. He points out that zinc is an antioxidant, that zinc retards oxidative processes in your body, although exact mechanisms still remain unknown. He points out also how it's important for proper sleep. He says that zinc, vitamin B6, and tryptophan, which is an amino acid, are all needed to produce melatonin. Zinc deficiency can actually help lead to insomnia. He talks about, as he pointed out earlier, how it's related to the senses of your taste and your smell. He says zinc is required to produce an enzyme called carbonic anhydrase, and is critical to taste and smell. Deficiency can actually lead to anorexia. Talks about how it's beneficial for your eye health. And this is a summary we've gone over before, but just giving you a little bit more information. It helps prevent macular degeneration, night blindness, and cataracts. It helps your skin health. It helps prevent and treat psoriasis, eczema, and acne with results similar to tetracycline. Talks about how it has improved outcomes for patients with HIV. It's been shown to help reduce diarrhea in children with zinc deficiency, and also that zinc may reduce chronic inflammation and risk of arteriosclerosis. Now, let's look at some of the foods, since this really is supposed to be the healing food segment, but I want to go into that just blend it pretty much with the final segment. What we've been talking about, the benefits of the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients, etc. Now, there are foods, both meat foods, if you will, vegetarian and non-vegetarian foods that are high in zinc. And, of course, because we talk about or promote a vegan-based diet here on Blue Zone Wellness, I want to point out some of those foods that are non-flesh-based, non-animal-based, rather, that are very high in zinc. And top of my list is 100 grams is pumpkin seeds. And not only do you have pumpkin seeds, but also tahini, which is ground sesame seeds. So if you eat 10 milligrams of zinc gives you in pumpkin seeds, if you eat 10 milligrams of pumpkin seeds, you typically have 100 grams, let me back up. If you have pumpkin seeds and you have 100 grams of pumpkin seeds, it will give you 10 milligrams of zinc. Tahini, which are ground sesame seeds, if you ate 100 grams, that gives you 10 milligrams of zinc. Also, peanuts that are oil roasted, if you ate 100 grams, you would get 6.6 milligrams of zinc. Cashews dry roasted, if you ate 100 grams, you would get 5.6 milligrams of zinc. Almonds, you ate 100 grams, you would get 3.5 milligrams of zinc. And that there are some other leafy green foods, etc., that can give you, you know, some amounts of zinc, but those are some of the ones that have the highest amounts. The top food that has it, we under no circumstances recommend eating are oysters. And by eating 100 grams of oysters, you can get between 16 to 182 milligrams of zinc. But you're going to, because oysters are so unclean and so filthy, you may get zinc, but you sure get some other things in there that you certainly don't want to get. Now, we're going to move right into our final segment here. We have about 3 minutes left in the show. This segment is the segment that we deal with our healing herb or supplement. And we've been trying to finish this article by Dr. Marcola talking about why nutritional interventions are superior to drugs. We were talking about how it was from one of his articles based upon how getting your calcium to help prevent bone loss from vegetables are for, is far better than trying to get it from drugs. And basically, he pointed out, which we need to finish this article. He says your bones are made up of minerals and a collagen matrix. And he basically talked about eating vegetables, leafy green vegetables, also the pith of citrus fruit, carob, sesame seeds, and wheatgrass, just to name a few, are things that can actually strengthen and increase your bones. Again, basically it's eating as closely in line as possible with the rainbow. And so I talked about further too how vitamin K2 has been found to be a far more effective activator of osteocalcin than K1 because your liver preferentially uses vitamin K1 to activate clotting factors. So we was talking about how vitamin K2 is needed in the body. Vitamin K2 is needed in the body for the benefit and the helping of calcium being taken into the bones, into the blood. And it's very, very important to remember that. So if you don't know what I'm talking about with this last part here, go back and listen to last week and the week before to get a background. I don't really have time to go into it, but we're out of time. We're almost out of time. And you can go and you can listen to that article and how we talked about how vitamin K2 and calcium work so closely together and how you can optimize your vitamin K through a combination of dietary sources, mainly leafy green vegetables, K2 supplements. And if you take supplemental vitamin D, you need to also increase your intake of vitamin K2. We said that if you take a lot of vitamin D and you're not taking, if you don't have enough vitamin K2 in your body, it can cause problems. And so, again, if you want to know more details on that, just go back to last week's presentation. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness, or you can go to bluezonewellness.org and just click on the players there. You can go back a couple of weeks and you can listen to the details on the relationship between vitamin from vegetables to help prevent bone loss and how vitamin K2, K1, specifically K2 and vitamin D3 work hand in hand if you're not getting enough vitamin D3 from the sunshine. So you've been listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be back at our regular time next week. Thank you for listening. Again, if you would like to go back and check out what we've said, go to bluezonewellness.org or to any of the sites that we've mentioned here, bluezonewellness.org or blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. Listen to the archive. Take notes. The information is, if you follow this information, all of the information we've put here, you will be blessed. Until next week, God bless and have a good week.